Oswego County and its 600 jobs are to be saved. They just need to keep it open long enough to benefit from nuclear plant subsidies that are currently under consideration. But the plant's owner, Entergy, has repeatedly said they're not interested. So some state lawmakers are now proposing drastic steps to rescue Fitzpatrick that could involve a state takeover of the plant. WRVO's Payne Horning reports.
Back in 2000, the New York Power Authority, or NYPA, sold the Fitzpatrick Nuclear Power Plant to Entergy. Now Central and Northern New York State Senator Patty Ritchie wants them to buy it back. She's authored a bill that would direct NYPA to purchase the plant from Entergy. Fitzpatrick spokesperson Tammy Holden says Entergy is open to viable alternatives that would keep the plant open. But if Entergy decided not to sell, Ritchie's bill would direct NYPA to take Fitzpatrick using eminent domain.
We have to make some fairly significant or bold moves in order to continue to try to do the right thing and keep the plant running, if nothing more than to keep it running until someone else is willing to step up to the plate.
The idea is to buy time. Lucrative nuclear subsidies could become available next spring. That could entice another operator to buy Fitzpatrick. But Entergy has plans to close the plant in January.
We're getting to a critical time right now, so I'm looking at every option out there to try to keep the plant running until we can find an alternative.
Terry Turnipseed, a Syracuse University law professor who teaches about eminent domain, says the New York State Legislature, Governor Andrew Cuomo, and NYPA all have the power to take the plant by eminent domain right now. NYPA officials would not comment for this story, but when asked about acquiring Fitzpatrick on Twitter recently, NYPA's president said it was, quote, very unlikely because they no longer have the expertise in-house to own, operate, or maintain nuclear plants. In Oswego, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.